You are listening to the Booster Boutique podcast. I'm Emily Benson, your host. I'm excited that you're here, and I'm especially excited because today I'm going to introduce you to my latest program called Profit Power Tools. I don't know about you, but I have been in a super springtime, get rid of half my clothes, clean my closet, throw out the junk in the house, like plant garden. I've been in full spring mode. And one of the things in spring cleaning mode I've been doing is really looking at my business. Doing ASC Market Week in March, which is a much bigger show than I normally do, opened me up to helping more people who were just retailers, who were wholesalers, who are product sellers in general. And while I don't necessarily want to rebrand my whole business to be like product selling businesses, that's really like who I'm talking to. If you own inventory that you are selling, whether that be to retailers or like customers, actual consumers, I am for you. I have found in this product selling world over the past 10 years, we have seen so many shifts. We've seen so many things change. But what always remains is the tradition of retail and the rootedness in math and business and commerce and the things that have changed about it, right? That we're seeing, especially right now and over time, has been like the economy, inflation, COVID, algorithm changes, TikTok shop, low-end fast fashion places like Shein and Temu. Like all of these things have been outside sources that have been really like sort of railing against us, right? In boutique land, in product selling land. Is that I feel that there is a big shift happening this year where the cheap and cheerful get to live where they live. The world of boutiques is coming back. And I say that, not that they ever went anywhere, but I do think that the idea of a boutique has been diluted for the past couple of years, especially when things move online, like something about online, e-com, like drop shipping, all of these things have kind of like diluted what we do as boutique owners. Like I am such a purist where I'm like, I want a Main Street shop where the person's owned it for 40 years and they pass it on to their daughter and, you know, they carry these legacy lines and maybe their own label. Like that's like the beauty of like, that's the history of retail. And there's so many that you, of you that are listening that are in that store that like, you listen to me, like I love you for it. And I think you probably have been feeling this too, where it's just like, we want to sell good product for a fair price and make women feel really good in their clothes. Like that's what we're all doing, right? But the pressure around making money, dealing with our finances, dealing with the inventory coming in and going out, dealing with vendors shipping late, dealing with sales being up and down, being with weather. I mean, what you do as a boutique owner is not easy, okay? It's just not. I've been there. I've been doing this in this world for like almost 20 years now, okay? Feels so old. I mean, I was living in Brooklyn helping my neighbor and friend open up her store, her children's store, like in 2007. Okay. Like this has been a long time that I've like seen these changes up and down, up and down. And I've been joking lately that it's so funny because like, I feel like I'm now one of those older people in retail that I was first mentored by when I was starting out in my early 20s. Like I had these bosses that would say, oh, that's coming back already. Oh, that's coming back. That trend, you know, they'd already seen it. And here we are, like I'm that person now. And it's interesting because I think that the world of boutiques has shifted so much, yet it stayed the same. And it is so timeless. Like, I think there's plenty of you out there that have an online boutique that's like doing fine and doing well. And I think there's a lot of you who probably aren't because it's a different world. It's like this whole other land of selling. What the big thing that has always sort of reigned through, like the through line, I would say, for my business and for what I hear people who come to me that have a store that it, like you're up and operating, you're in business. The big thing that I hear all the time is like, I want this to replace my 9 to 5 or something along that line, right? Like I want this to be a source of income for myself, for my family, whether that's a full-time income, whether that's a part-time, whether like this is fun and it pays for fun stuff, or it's like, I want this to retire my husband and have him work for me and this be our family business. Like there is a through line of seeing a boutique as a ticket to more freedom, more time with your family, more money, period. Like, right? Like, we need more money. And the thing is like, if you don't sell something to someone, someone else will. Like, I think the idea of like blaming the economy and inflation, like all that stuff, I get it. I really do. I also think there's a way to run a really healthy boutique business, a really healthy wholesale business, product selling business in any economy. If you're selling good product, you're selling it for a good price, and you can find those customers, you can make sales, right? And a lot of you are in that situation where you're making sales, but you haven't gone over that hump of actually being able to quit that job, actually being able to trust your business, even though maybe you're making a couple $100,000 a year. Maybe you're even making $1 million a year and you still don't feel like you can quit your job. I mean, hopefully you've had to. But I wanted to create something for people who have a store but don't feel confident in it currently or the future of it, because that store is not making a profit. That product selling business is not making a profit, or it's not making enough of a profit to, let's say, hire someone else, pay yourself, like grow, scale, right? You're not making enough profit to do that. In my mind, there are very key things that need to be done with a business that sells products to make it profitable. And they're pretty cut and dry, and they're pretty easy to look at. I think that a lot of people get confused with the term like making money. You can be making sales, meaning you're selling things, you're making revenue, and you can be making a lot of sales. But when all the money comes out at the end of the day for inventory, for expenses, all that stuff, are you making a profit? Are you able to have money left over, whether that's in your bank account for savings, to pay yourself, to buy new inventory? I find that people get in a spot where they're like, I need to sell more inventory to even buy more inventory. And you get stuck in this cycle of not really knowing what's going on in your business on a deep level. So you think that selling more is going to help you be able to like pay that next bill or afford that next location. Like, you just are so into like, I have to sell more. I have to grow. My revenue has to get higher, higher, higher. When honestly, like when people come to me and they say, I feel like I'm not making any money, they are, but they're missing out on a ton of profit. There's places in their business that money is getting drained out, or there's opportunity to be doing more that they're not seeing because they're not looking in the right places for the data, just because they don't know what data they should be looking for. This is the crux of so much of what I teach, is that there is a professional level of how to run your data and how to look at your profit and your profit and loss statement and look at your, you know, it's this juncture of accounting and inventory management to just look at the state of your boutique, look at the state of your wholesale business and see, is it profitable? Is it actually making money? If it's not, or you don't feel like it is, then let's take a deeper look at it. This is what profit power tools will help you do. It's going to show you that it's absolutely possible, absolutely possible to have a profitable boutique. It's like boutique is wholesale. These are some of the most profitable industries. And if you're not making a profit, then there's a problem on the back end. Like, you have inventory, you have sales. This is the perfect time to capitalize on seeing what we can learn from that data and show you the possibilities of where we can go with your business. Like, if you are on the crux of saying like, I'm going to set a deadline, like to either keep my business open, or I'm going to say, okay, I'm packing up this product-based business and I'm going to take a break. This is such a good time to dig into the math, because I guarantee that if you take a look at your data right now and you look at your sales, you go through Profit Power Tools in 6 weeks, I guarantee that going through Profit Power Tools will give you exactly what you need to be more profitable in the next half of this year than you were in the first half. I guarantee it. And I can guarantee it because I do it every day with people. It doesn't mean that you need to make more sales. This does not require you to run Facebook ads. This does not require you to get a fancy calculator. The best part about this program is it's fast, it's easy, and it's very, very powerful. Okay. There are places and spaces in your business that you are not making money because you just don't know that there's money there. When I started my fashion truck, I was so nervous about the money. I was so worried about the future. I just was like, I don't know how I'm going to start a business when I don't feel good at math and money. So I started with a partner who had an MBA, who loved doing charts and loved the number side of it. And I was like, great, she can deal with it. What a great. Well, 3 months into being a partner with her, it just wasn't working. The dynamic wasn't good. Like we were friends anyway. It just wasn't good. So I had to swallow the hard pill of being like, okay, well now I need to deal with the money. I need to deal with the finances, all this stuff. And listen, the silliest part about all this was that I just had told myself I wasn't good at math, even though in my corporate job, that's all I did. That's like 80% of what I did was that. And then the other 20% was just working on product all the time and product development. But I did so much of this work and I don't know why I still didn't have the confidence. Well, I do know why, because I feel very strongly that, you know, I'm an elder millennial. I think I'm right on the cusp of like female empowerment around money. Like I had a mother and a grandmother who said like, always make your own money, always have your own bank account. Like they were very clear about like, you know, and now I get it because it's like a recent development. Like my grandmother could not have a bank account without her husband, you know, signing off on it. She didn't like leave her husband. Like now that I know so much, like I had a grandmother who got divorced and like left her kids, and I get it now. I get like that was revolutionary in 1950 something when she did it. You know, that's like unheard of back then. That was not that long ago. So I think that like generationally, we owe it to ourselves to get really financially literate. That's why like someone like Mrs. Dow Jones and like Dow Jane's and her first 100K, like all these women are really starting to talk about this online because finance and women and money, like you might be an accountant and listening to this. You might be someone who considers themselves good at finances and accounting and things like that, but you also might think you're irresponsible with money. You also might never have learned how to do business, you know, deal with your money in business or in an inventory-based business. An inventory-based business is very different than a service-based business. For me, because I started with that partner, I got myself into a situation where when we did break up, I was even more nervous. I was like, what am I going to do? I can't do this. I know I can sell. I'm doing it. Like I'm out there. I have the truck. I'm making a couple $1,000s a week, if that. I mean, I think our first month we did like $12,000 or something, you know, it was like the most money I'd ever made. I was like, this is crazy. And at the same time, I was like terrified of it, even though I knew what to do. So one of the things my dad said to me, and this was like, I think it was more about my confidence and it was more about me not realizing my power around money and finances and all, and like how good I actually was at it. But he said to me, and this is what kind of like broke it open for me. He said, listen, know how much is in your bank account, know how much you think you're going to make this week based on like events and things that you are doing. And then know how much needs to go out for bills. Like keep track of those three things. So he's basically telling me keep track of income, outcome, and just like my running balance, you know. Once I had that unlocked and once he kind of broke that down for me, I was like, oh, I can do this. I can totally do this. And I built the fashion truck into a six-figure a year sales business where I was living independently on a full-time income, working only about 9 months a year. So I worked 9 months a year. I made a full-time income. I was able to have my own apartment, my car, like all that stuff, pay for the business in my truck. That was 102 square feet. Okay. A lot of that was because I focused on the profit. I focused on how can I make this manageable for myself to actually run a cash flow positive business which I did for 5 years. And I did it, I just want to be very clear, I did this without being like, I make $1 million a year. Okay. I did this on a really gentle six-figure sales number. When I say my biggest year was about $250,000. Now, again, I understand that like retail has changed. I also will tell you that I was selling all my items under $100 from a truck. I was just churning through inventory. I would do it very differently this time. I would have higher prices. I would do things a little differently. That's why I teach and that's why I do what I do, because I see different things working now, right? And that's a big piece of this shift. I think that we are moving away from the cheap and cheerful. We're getting our boutique businesses back into being exclusive items that are, you know, well priced. That happens with a lot of new boutique owners is you get up and running. You're like, da da da, oh my gosh. And now you're making sales. And you're making sales where you're like, wow, I'm making money, but I can't really quit my job yet. And I can't really pay for this stuff yet. And then so you go in a Facebook group and you say like, how do I have a profitable boutique? Or how do I make more money in my boutique? And a lot of the responses are like, sell more, post more, do more social media, run Facebook ads, read profit first. That's the best one. I see that comment everywhere. Read profit first. Profit first was not built for boutique businesses. You have to make a lot of edits to make it work for a product-based business. And I have some edits to it, but also, not only do you have to read that book, but then you have to implement it and do all this stuff. It's just too hard. It's too much. You're too busy. Let's be serious. You need to implement a quick and easy system that is going to show you exactly where you're making money and how you can make more and how you can make more profit. I'm going to talk you through the 6 weeks of this program. So Profit Power Tools is a 6-week program. It's live with me. So 6 weeks, 6 calls with me. And by the end of the 6 weeks, we will have found why your business is not profitable, and we will have created a plan to make it more profitable. The first week of this program, I'm going to teach you the 3 formulas you need to know the health of your business. Where do I stand right now? How is my business doing? Do I have too much inventory? Am I selling too slowly? Am I selling too quickly? Do I not have enough inventory? We need to get a snapshot of your business from week one. That's what we're going to do first. You need to understand how you compare to other businesses and what the potential trajectory for this business. Let's look at your numbers. Week two is all about creating a Money Monday. We have to set aside time to look at all of this. I'm going to show you what we do on Money Mondays with our playbook, telling you exactly what to pull for sales, how to understand what that means, and then how to make decisions from that. There are a lot of people out there teaching numbers that I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. Why are you even focused on that? How healthy is your business? If someone came to you and you wanted to get a mortgage, you want to get a car loan, you want to get a business loan, would you be able to walk in and confidently say, this is how much money my business makes. This is how profitable we are. Do you understand that? And like, if you don't, it's okay. I'm getting fired up because I love talking about money and I want so many of you to be more financially empowered. I feel like I have this whole tribe of really smart, educated women, and we're all a little bit scared of money. We're all a little bit nervous to do the math and to look at our taxes and to really dig in because we're scared what we'll see. And oftentimes, what I'll tell you is we see really good stuff. We see places for opportunity to make more money. We see ways to fix expenses. If you want to be more profitable, it's not about making more money or cutting out on subscriptions. That's not it. There are 3 distinct ways where your money is going, where a lot of your profit is getting drained out. That's in week 3. We're going to look at that. I'm going to give you quick solutions to the most common money drains I see. You're going to just quickly fix your business. I want to say that you'll be more profitable in the 6 weeks that we go through this program, because you're just going to understand your business. You're going to know what's going on. You're going to feel so confident in it and so comfortable. By the end of the year, for sure, you're going to have more profit. And I will say that even if you have a long range ordering business, even if you've already ordered for fall, doesn't matter when you're ordering, doesn't matter what you're ordering, I can find profit in your business. Week 4 in Profit Power Tools, it's all about making a personalized plan for your business. So I recognize that there are going to be people that come into this program. There are going to be gift shops. There are going to be children's stores. There are going to be fast fashion boutique businesses. There's going to be wholesale companies. Everyone's going to feel like they're on a really different page. Truthfully, you're not. The formulas are the same, but the calculations are going to be a little bit different. That's what happens. And I think a lot of people feel like a failure. And what I find most often is people think they're doing poorly and they're really not. You're going to see, and I'm going to talk you through like what's normal. What should you be doing? What's normal? What if you are abnormal, is it going to work for you? This is where we build that personalized plan. So no matter how far out you're ordering, no matter what your margins are, no matter where you're selling, if you're in a vendor mall, if you're doing pop-up shops, like we can create a profit plan for you. So many of you want to take yourself out. Like I have a special circumstance. You don't. I love you and you don't. If you sell products, I can help you. If you own inventory, I can help you. Selling products is the same no matter how, where, when, why you're selling them. And this is like the most common thing. Oh, well, I'm in this kind of business. Oh, I'm a seasonal business. Oh, I'm in this. It's like, stop it. It doesn't matter. We just work the plan around what your personalized like needs are for your business. Okay. So week five is about executing that plan for yourself. What do you need to be doing? What are the deadlines? What are the boundaries? How are we going to judge your success? How do we actually judge your success? There is no winning in this game of boutique land. And if there is, I don't know where the prize, like I don't know where the podium is because there it's not. I want you to run a healthy business that supports your life and you feel confident in running. That's it. That's what this course will get you. And that's why by week six, you're going to feel so good and so confident that when we now look at your new sales and inventory position, now that it's been a month and we start to compare, see what you've implemented that's already working, that's giving you results already, that will be the culmination of our 6 weeks together. We'll be able to actually see what have you put into place and then what still needs to get rolled out. My husband and I have been talking so much about people who have stores but aren't profitable. Like, oh, I don't know, it's hard out here. It is. It is. That said, you have more control than you think. I want to help you figure this out. Maybe you feel like you need to figure this all out on your own. Maybe you feel like you should know this already. Maybe you feel like things aren't working. Is this actually working? Like maybe I am actually making money. I think the biggest thing is you're not going to know where you stand and you're not going to know how to either like quit your job or open a store, a new location, let's say, or buy a truck or whatever those next steps are. You're not going to be able to get to those next steps until you figure out what am I doing right here, right now? Those are the things I want. How do I actually get there financially? I want you to stop avoiding dealing with business finances, thinking it's too hard to understand, feeling like you should know it, feeling silly, feeling like a failure, feeling like a fraud. You know, I find a lot of people, and this is like, I think goes back to that, like, I'm not doing well. I feel like I'm doing well, like out front, like my marketing looks so good, but really like I'm struggling behind the scenes, but I just don't want to admit it. Like if you're struggling behind the scenes, but you're making sales and like, you're not making a profit, oh my gosh, we can help you. Like you should not have to be struggling behind the scenes. Like you should, I want you. I don't even want to say should. I just want to say like, I want to help you because I think that at this point, you have the possibility by the end of the year to have a profitable business where you can sell your products and it supports your life or it supports what you wanted to support. I want to keep it simple for you. I want to help you build a plan that actually makes sense for you. It's not just fluff in a book. It's not just, oh, that's for that person, but not for me. What's going to work actually for you? Profit Power Tools. We're opening the doors on May 13th. May 12th, it will open to a waitlist. Okay, May 12th is a Sunday. It will open to our waitlist people, and it will probably open to alumni too, because we're going to send you a code if you're an alumni from other programs. We'll send you a code to get a little discount on this program. May 17th, it will close, and then we start right away. This is the only time I will be teaching it live. There is going to be a lot of done for you Google Sheets and charts with built-in formulas done for you. I'm going to include like a debt payoff calculator that will help you find creative ways to service your debt and pay it off so it doesn't hurt your cash flow. And really for me, like a lot of this also is about getting some quick wins like right away, but then also bulletproofing your business for the rest of the year so that even if your sales stay absolutely flat to last year, you still make more profit. That is a win for me. So if you sign up right now to be on the waitlist, so we're not opening the doors until the 13th, whenever you're listening to this, if you head to boutiquetrainingacademy.com/profit-power, The link will be down below. You head to that page. It's going to say, hey, come and sign up for this masterclass. That is also the waitlist for this course. I'm teaching a free masterclass. It's just going to basically outline the framework of the course. That'll get sent out on the 12th, on the 13th as I launch. Realistically, May 12th, you'll get the masterclass, and then that's when the waitlist bonuses will open up. Waitlist bonuses include things like strategy sessions with me, website audit, social media audit, things that we don't normally offer otherwise. So I'm excited. And usually when we do waitlist bonuses, they get scooped up really quickly. Anytime I offer one-on-ones as a bonus for anything, they always sell out really quickly. Because I rarely offer them as bonuses or as any part of anything, really. So let's talk about the investment. Okay, so this is the only time I'm running this live. We're doing it for 6 straight weeks now until the end of June, basically right up the run up to July 4th. And the investment is 2 payments of $497. Your investment gets you 6 weekly live trainings with me. You'll have access to this from anywhere in the world. Of course, it's online. So while I mostly talk to a US client, this will work anywhere. You will get your 6-week personalized profit plan. You'll get the Monday meeting playbook. You'll get fillable profit tracking analysis charts with very clear directions of how to use all this in your business. And you also get a private podcast feed for outside Q&A. So inside the course in our members area, there is a comment section, and that is where we will take questions for this. Doing Q&A calls hasn't been as robust as it has in the past. I think people are a little bit tired of Zoom. So each podcast episode will be like a question, something someone from the course has asked. We'll put that in their own individual podcast. So they're really easy to resource for other people. This special pricing, it's only going to be available for this round. After this, the price will go up to $1,497. That's really where I want this to live because it is so robust. It's literally me saying, hey, go from having a store that doesn't make a profit to having a store that does make a profit. That is extremely valuable. And because we are teaching you to do it really quickly, really easily, and it is really powerful, it does deserve a higher price. I'm really excited about this. I feel like there's so many of you that are on the verge of just saying like, this is too much, this is too hard. But if we can simplify it, if I can help you simplify the numbers, simplify all of the financial aspects of it, you're going to feel more confident. You're going to feel more excited about buying product, about selling product, because you know what's going on in your business. Okay, so just to recap, Profit Power Tools is my newest program. The idea is that it is meant to take a boutique business that is not profitable to profitable. You don't have to have another year of your accountant saying like, hey, you're really not making money with this business. Do you know how many people I've had over the years and say, hey, my accountant says I'm not making money. What the heck? And then we roll through it all and I show them, here's $50,000 more dollars in your business. Here's $45,000 more dollars in your business. Here's $10,000 more dollars in your business. The amount of money I've been able to procure out of nowhere for people because they're just not looking at the right metrics or they're just not seeing what I'm seeing. This is my superpower. I want you to feel like we can tackle this money stuff, this finance stuff together. And it doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be full of shame or like, I'm not responsible or I'm not a good business owner. Like, cut all that out. Like, that's no. We are the second generation of women in our country to be able to have financial empowerment and financial freedom with bank accounts and credit cards and businesses. Let's take advantage of it. Let me teach you how to have an actually profitable business so that we can exercise all the things that we want to do in our lives. Okay, so if you're really interested in this, then the best bet is to go down in the show notes. You could get on the waitlist to get the masterclass and to get early access to the waitlist bonuses and all that jazz. That will be down in the show notes at boutiquetrainingacademy.com/profit-power. Enter your email on that page and you'll get all the information about the launch when we open the doors. I'm really excited. I cannot wait to make people more money. I just feel like the cha-ching, 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 cha-ching is coming. And it's not necessarily coming from your Shopify. It's coming from your bank account. It's coming from your P&L statement. It's coming from these places where you don't normally look. So let's go. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you really soon. Bye.